Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Walking in the Light Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I have just read from the New English Translation. Mr. Akale was very pleased with Samuel because of his loyalty, humility, and competence. Among all his staff, Samuel stood out as the most diligent, truthful, and faithful. Mr. Akale even hoped Samuel would someday marry his first daughter. This didn't mean Samuel was perfect. In fact, many of his colleagues believed Mr. Akale was being partial toward him. What they didn't understand was that Samuel had won his boss's heart because of his excellent attitude and sincere commitment. Even when Samuel made mistakes, they were often overlooked because of the trust and goodwill he had already built. In our walk with God, we may not be perfect, but those who walk in the light, who live in love and sincerity, continue to enjoy the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Walking in the light means walking in love, and love is the true mark of a child of God, for God is love. Go into today assured that the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. Choose to walk in the light by walking in love and seek to please God in all you do. Prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving me so deeply. Thank you for empowering me to love others. Help me to continue walking in the light and never slip into darkness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job 17 to 18. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job 17 to 18.
My spirit is broken. My days are cut short. The grave awaits me. Surely mockers surround me. My eyes must dwell on their hostility. Give me, O God, the pledge you demand. Who else will put up security for me? You have closed their minds to understanding, therefore you will not let them triumph. If people denounce their friends for reward, the eyes of their children will fail. God has made me a byword to everyone, a man in whose face people spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. The upright are appalled at this. The innocent are aroused against the ungodly. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger. But come on, all of you, try again. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have passed, my plans are shattered. Yet the desires of my heart turn night into day. In the face of the darkness, light is near. If the only home I hope for is the grave, if I spread out my bed in the realm of darkness, if I say to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother or my sister, where then is my hope? Who can see any hope for me? Will it go down to the gates of death? Will we descend together into the dust?
Then Bildad the Shuhite replied,
when will you end these speeches? Be sensible, and then we can talk. Why are we regarded as cattle and considered stupid in your sight? You who tear yourself to pieces in your anger, is the earth to be abandoned for your sake? Or must the rocks be moved from their place? The lamp of a wicked man is snuffed out. The flame of his fire stops burning. The light in his tent becomes dark. The lamp beside him goes out. The vigor of his step is weakened. His own schemes throw him down. His feet thrust him into a net. He wanders into its mesh. A trap seizes him by the heel. A snare holds him fast. A noose is hidden for him on the ground. A trap lies in his path. Terrors startle him on every side and dog his every step. Calamity is hungry for him. Disaster is ready for him when he falls. It eats away parts of his skin. Death's firstborn devours his limbs. He is torn from the security of his tent and marched off to the king of terrors. Fire resides in his tent. burning sulfur is scattered over his dwelling. His roots dry up below and his branches wither above. The memory of him perishes from the earth. He has no name in the land. He is driven from light into the realm of darkness and is banished from the world. He has no offspring or descendants among his people. No survivor where once he lived. People of the West are appalled at his fate. Those of the East are seized with horror. Surely such is the dwelling of an evil man. Such is the place of one who knows not God.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.